Joining us this morning to discuss whether the current climate will affect America's superpower status is George Rennie, a senior lecturer in politics at the University of Melbourne. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Now, can you tell us about the current crisis that the US are facing?
Current crises would
crises,
be...
Crises, sorry.
I think, yeah. Well, there's many. The thing that I'm most interested in is, I teach politics, as you pointed out, and look at comparative politics as well as teach US politics. And it's interesting to compare the metrics that we use for state failure and sort of apply them to the United States. And what I've noticed is that increasingly a lot of the indicators that a state actually may be failing are increasingly applying to the US. And these include stark inequality, huge problems with health outcomes in the US. Healthcare costs obviously are going up and they're not getting good results for them. But also, perhaps most importantly, an increasing disconnect between the wants and needs of the population and the actual decisions that are being made. So I call this a democratic deficit, that increasingly people just aren't being heard. And there's actually some really strong evidence for this. This is not just something that people are noticing. Empirical studies have shown that the preferences of a majority of Americans are being essentially ignored, and instead it's the cliche of the top 1% and the top 10% getting their way all the time. So there's just many, the mind boggles, really, when you say, what are the problems? There's many problems. Mm. And I think that the race riots, for instance, that we've seen, and the protest movements that just have really flared up again recently, are a symptom of these wider problems. And not the cause, of course, of the actual problems in the United States.
There's definitely heaps and heaps of factors that go into play into all these different issues. But you mentioned there the democratic deficit. Do you think that's exacerbated other issues?
Absolutely. If people can't... I mean, one of the advantages of democracy is that it allows for people to focus on an individual or a party in terms of, if something's going wrong, people can say, okay, it's not the entire system's fault. It's an individual or party and we can vote them out and that will bring about change. And so that allows democratic systems to be incredibly resilient, whereas other systems perhaps are less resilient and more prone to actual, collapse. But the evidence is increasingly clear that those democratic mechanisms aren't being realised or aren't being used in the US. And so there's this real risk that causes and exacerbates the societal problems, because people feel like, well, we've tried democracy or we're trying democracy and it's not actually working for us right now because the democratic institutions are failing. Just as a recent example, it's one of many. The United States is currently going through its presidential primaries, and there are areas, particularly Republican-controlled areas, where they're essentially just shutting voting down. They're closing polling booths. Mm. What it means is that people can't vote, and there's a real concern that at the actual general election, there will be polling places in areas that are, say, predominantly black. There's a real concern that those areas will be shut down. So there's this huge move towards voter disenfranchisement. And the United States has a very troubling history of that. And it seems as though, for a while the United States was getting better in terms of, finally there was universal suffrage and finally minority groups in the United States could vote. And it seemed as though things were getting slowly better. But in the past maybe 20 years, there's been a real lurch back, and things seem to be actually getting worse. So, that's maddening. That's deranging. Yeah. You can imagine being a citizen and feeling disenfranchised, and you think, well, I want to do the right thing. I want to play by the rules. And suddenly it appears as though the rules are set against you, and playing by the rules only worsens your position. Again, it's deranging.
Absolutely. And, you know, people need to have their voices heard and feel like they actually have a role in democracy in their country. This whole idea of America as a superpower status, as you mentioned before, there is this kind of changing view of America in the last 20 years. Do you think they still have this identity as a superpower status, or do you think that's changing?
I think that they still do. I think that they still do and they still deserve it. I mean, we have to remember they are still the largest economic power by quite some way. They're by far the biggest military power, and they still have a huge amount of diplomatic clout, even though it appears as though the White House is doing its level best to undermine its own diplomatic power. So yes, it still has all the hallmarks of a superpower, but that's partly what makes it so worrying. You know, if a superpower and a nuclear-armed superpower fails, a lot can go wrong. I mean, we saw that with the Soviet Union. When the Soviet Union failed, just as one slightly frightening story, I think it was something like 200 nuclear weapons went missing. And, you know, they just didn't know where they went. And you can get these, I'm sort of laughing as I say it because it's so classical, but it's also very frightening. You can get these stories come up and these things happen. And yes, I don't think it's likely that the United States is going to fail anytime soon. And I hope indeed that it won't fail at all. But the fact that it remains a superpower, but is going through these internal crises, is something that we should be very concerned about. And we should, of course, hope that the United States is better able to correct its path.
Wow, that's definitely an important point and definitely something that we all need to be keeping an eye out for. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for talking to us about the US.
It was a pleasure, and I'm glad I could leave you all on a happy note.